Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Once again, I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome everyone in to the Clay County Corner here, where we come to you, as we've said numerous times before, live and in living color on your radio dial, which is, of course, turned to 101.5 WVFB FM 101.5 again, Kicks Country. And it's a pleasure being able to come to you each Thursday morning here at 9 o'clock through the auspices of the Three-Star Committee, and the Chamber of Commerce and all the great folks in and around here that have sponsored this. And we really like to thank them. And you can thank them by going by and doing business with them. And I know we've had a pretty busy summer here this summer. Of course, it's kind of winding down a little bit, but we've had a couple of special activities. We've got a couple of big things coming up this weekend. We'll be talking about here in just a few minutes, among other things. And Mr. Kevin Dawson, as you're with me this morning, of course, Kevin is, he hosts the show sometimes, and he came, when I talked to him, when I found out, he said, well, am I coming on as a guest or a host? And I said, yes, you are. So that's kind of what we're looking at this morning. I guess he will be the host when I'm talking a little bit about our car show coming up. And then we'll make him the guest to talk about some of the things going on over at the high school. And maybe there's some news from the state of Tennessee on some special opportunity here in the county. It's got a number of things that we can talk about. And we'll be doing that. I want to remind everyone, too, that you can listen to us live, as we said now, or you can catch this in the rebroadcast this evening at 5 o'clock. And we invite you to do that and to tell your neighbors. And, of course, this show then will be streamed to the Dell Hall Horizon website. It usually takes a few days before that's up, but I think they've got a special button there that you can click on, and it'll get to it, and it'll have past shows by date. So the various opportunities to listen to this tremendous radio program. And with that said, we will humbly take a break for commercials. We'll be right back in a few minutes.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Alcohol continues to be the most widely abused substance among teens. Youth who drink alcohol are more likely to experience school problems, such as higher rates of absences or lower grades, social problems, such as fighting or lack of participation in activities, even unwanted, unplanned, and unprotected sexual activity. On average, alcohol is a factor in the deaths of approximately 4,300 people under 21 in the United States per year. Learn how you can keep underage youth informed about the consequences of substance misuse at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. This project is funded under a grant contract with Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration from the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition.
Welcome back, everyone. Mr. Kevin Donaldson is here with me this morning.
Morning, Thomas.
We kind of looked this thing when we don't have a guest or we run out of anything to do, we invite each other. But really, that's not the case this morning. Like I said, big weekend coming up, and I know Kevin has. I think he's got some news. Maybe Kevin, do you want to talk about that right off the bat?
We could, Thomas. I actually found this on the News Talk 94.1 website, but and also heard it on the radio this morning. It's talking about the headline is Clay to be focused for TDEC, that's Tennessee Department of Environment and Conservation. Start all over again. Clay to be focused for TDEC Rural Economy Tourism Initiative. And it starts out by saying that Clay County will be one of several focus areas for TDEC's newly launched initiative to heighten tourism industries in rural and distressed counties. Of course, we've talked about it many times. We are in that category of being economically distressed. We're one of what is now 9 counties in the state that falls under that designation. If my memory serves me correct, when Governor Lee took office, there were 15 of us in that category. And the goal was to have it under 10 by, I believe, 2025. So running way ahead of schedule on that, and hopefully several more of us will escape that designation. Of course, that's a bit of a two-edged sword. There are some economic advantages, you know, in terms of grant opportunities and whatnot of being in that designation. But if you're not in the designation, it means overall your economy is doing better. So we'd certainly all like to go up to that next one. But a gentleman, and I've not met him, you may know him, named Brian Clifford, directs the Tennessee Bureau of Parks and Conservation Strategy and Support Office. Boy, that's a long title. He said the Clay is a significant area for the initiative because of the natural resources that we have. As we've talked many times, I mean, if you're all about the great outdoors, Clay County's for you. I mean, there's no doubt of that. But he is quoted as saying the goal is to grow rural economies by highlighting what they have to offer. And this is a direct quote from him. Places like Clay County have a ton to offer outdoor enthusiasts, people who want to get out in nature, spend some time, stay overnight, go hiking. He goes on to say, and also do things that will enhance their well-being and give them more appreciation for the beauty of Tennessee, and particularly Clay County. Some of the things that will be highlighted as a part of this, and this will be a lead-in to something we'll probably talk about a little bit later in the show. Clifford said they plan on highlighting not only Dale Hall Lake, that's the white elephant in the room, as we'd say, but also Standing Stone State Park and the forest over there. And of course, you know, when you come out of the park entrance and you tee into Highway 52 and you turn left to come to Clay County or Salina, or you turn right to go to Livingston, we're closer than Livingston. I don't know how many people realize that, but you can get Salina with the new road new road's now probably a decade old, I'm not sure.
They actually have a sign there now pointing towards the line.
And I put up. Right, and I understand there might be something else there in the future. Say, come see us, you know, when you're heading out of the park. And if I remember correctly in talking to some of the folks over there in times past, There's around a 500,000 visitors, I believe, to Standing Stone each year. And then you throw in another 2 to 3 million visitors to Del Hall Lake. Now, of course, not all those visitors are on what we always say our end of the lake, but that's a lot of folks coming to this area. And if we can just get a small percentage, and we get a small percentage, I don't mean to say that we don't get any, but if we can increase that percentage, it'll make a significant difference for us in Clay
right.
County.
I've always said if we could get every car that comes through here to spend $5 when they come through, that no telling what our economy would be.
Absolutely, and you know, I think we've talked about this before too. TVA generates each year every so often, it may not be annually, what they call a leakage report, which means it's oddly named in a sense. What that means is how much commerce is leaking out of your county with people driving to nearby places or far away places to spend money. And we've got some of that going on. But one thing it did highlight was how much gas we sell for a town our size or a county our size in Salina. There are a lot of locals obviously buying gas, but there's a lot of folks passing through here who do stop to buy some gas. And typically, if they're going to stop to buy gas, they may be stopping to buy some food and eat at one of the restaurants and shop some downtown, too.
You know, that's been something that if you've noticed around Salina, that there has been a change once again of the traffic flow in, and we noticed, you know, quite a few boats and cars filling up over at the station. The station's on each side of Salina.
Right.
At one time, that, you know, that kind of slacked off. A lot of folks were coming up the interstate, filling up over in Baxter at Love's or somewhere or other, and just driving right on through Salina. But that pattern looks like has changed again.
Right. And, of course, we've got a convenience store located right in the middle of town and one on each road leading out, basically. So it gives an opportunity for a lot of folks to stop and purchase things. But I forgot what the number is. It's been a while since I looked at it. But we sold proportionally way more gas than what a place our size should. But,
you know, we're talking about some of the things there. I know, Kevin, you mentioned hiking trail. One of the things that has been in my mind and we've been talking about, and that is a hidden gem that we've had here for 100 years or more, and that is what we call the Divide and Ridge Road. And that is a road through the woods that runs from basically from the subdivision over across the river,
right,
all the way out to Moss through the woods, and it is a great hiking trail, four-wheel, mountain biking, and, you know, I think that part of the plan may have been, you know, to make that the nature trail. And right now, of course, it's an open road, had been for hundreds of years. I think that was actually the road that Pope's and Moss would come down to come into Salina. Instead of going the other road, Moss-Arcot Road, went down to Butler's Landing, I think.
Right.
And but there wasn't a road around the bluff back in the old days. And so there's lots of opportunities here. And actually, you talked about Standing Stone Forest. Part of that forest is in Clay County, a small part of it.
Right. Back to the story, again, Clifford, the gentleman with the state that was interviewed, said that by using this initiative, they hope to aid barriers or take down barriers that have previously prevented counties like ours from doing these types of things. And look forward to hearing more about that. The story concludes by saying that the next steps will be to meet with local officials to discuss how the initiative can best help the county grow its tourism endeavors. But we do have a lot of folks coming through. About 5,000, 5,500 vehicles a day pass by the courthouse here. And that number's kind of old. It may be significantly larger, and they're anticipating within 15 to 20 years that amount. We're just talking about regular traffic here, too, will double or close to it. So we'll have 9,000 to 10,000 vehicles a day going right by the courthouse here and out past the chamber and that route, basically Highway 52, which is a heavily traveled road.
And I think on Highway 52, the only section of that highway that hadn't had some type of improvement in the last number of years is from the top of the Walker Hill to the Clay County line.
Out of Macon County.
Other than that, I think there's been improvement on all of it. And we've got part of ours improved, but not Not all of it yet.
And, of course, that improvement has been discussed. I'm sure there's something already on the drawing board, has been for quite some time, about doing some things to, I guess, best way to put it would be straighten that road out some. You know, there's still some pretty good curves on it, even after the Walker Hill section was improved dramatically.
And, of course, that Highway 52 ties in with our Cumberland National Highway. So, I mean, there's great plans. You know, sometimes plans take a while to get in place and get working.
Well, we forget, too, Thomas, that 52 basically runs from I-75 all the way over to I-65. And a lot of folks hop off, instead of going all the way into Nashville, they'll hop off 65 over in the Portland area and get on 52.
And also the trucking route now, a lot of them will live. Like if we're coming from Louisville, we'll get off of Cave City and come through Tompkinsville. And
right.
That traffic route has changed again with the improvement over there. Folks normally would just go on over to Burksville and come down that way. But now they're hanging that right at what we call the Bloody Crossing again and coming through Tompkinsville and Salinas. So
well, the goal of a lot of folks from coming from that direction is to wind up basically at Chattanooga and
right.
Point south. So instead of going all the way down to Nashville, and getting on I-24, they're just doing a diagonal through here to get on Highway 111, which
right.
takes you down there.
Right, and I actually spoke to a couple up at Taparka a couple of weeks ago that were coming from Michigan to visit family in Chattanooga, and their GPS turned them off at Cave City to come through Salina. And I thought, well, golly, that's a big deal if that happened on all of them.
Absolutely. We'll definitely see an increase in traffic, no doubt about it.
Kevin, we might take a little short break for a commercial, come back.
Sounds good.
I'll come back and talk a few minutes about homecoming.
All right.
We've got a whole list of names here. I don't know if we've got time to read all of them or not.
lengthy.
But now there are, of course, you know, a couple of the major young ladies that are involved in that. We definitely want to mention them, but we want to talk about, I guess, homecoming a little bit, and we'll be back just in a minute.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in ordinary home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Prescription drug misuse is a prevalent and often fatal problem among youth throughout Tennessee. Your prescriptions are for you alone. It's against the law for anyone else to take them. 3.6% of Clay County students reported having taken a pain medication not prescribed to them in the last 30 days. 7.6% of students surveyed reported that within the last 12 months, at least one of their closest friends have used prescription drugs not prescribed to them, which is alarming. So remember, count it, lock it, drop it. Count it. Count your pills regularly. Make sure none are missing. Lock it. Lock your medications in a safe place to keep them out of the wrong hands. Drop it. Anonymously drop off unused or expired prescriptions anytime in the disposal bin located at the Clay County Sheriff's Office. Find out more on Facebook. Search for Clay County SADD/Anti-Drug Coalition. The Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition reminds you, count it, lock it, drop it. For information and referrals concerning addiction issues, please call the Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789. This project, funded under a grant contracted with the Center of Disease Control and Prevention and the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition.
Welcome back, everyone. Kevin's going to, he's going to go through the name of all of our superlatives over the high school. Now, in the past few years, we did some remote broadcasts from over at the high school.
Right.
But the problem over there was there is only one phone line in that entire school building that has a direct dial out on it. And that was the only one that we could use.
Interesting.
And that became a little bit of a problem because it tied down the cafeteria where they couldn't do their business on that phone line while
right.
we were there.
Right. Well, Thomas, as we know, homecoming week, it's not just the day, the whole week is one of the big events in any county, and certainly a small county, and be a huge crowd at the ball game tomorrow night and a huge crowd out to see the parade. And I think we may try to let you tackle the parade route here after we go through our names. And bear with me, folks, we're going to have some mentions from the Salina K-8 school as well. And what we're going to do here, the first name that's mentioned will be the queen, and then the second person's name will be the escort for that queen. And some queens don't have an escort, but let's quickly go through all these. First, from Salina K-8, the football queen, Baylor Walden, will be in the parade. The homecoming queen from K-8, Reagan Cherry, will also be in there, and the K-8 football team will be on usually on the truck beds, what they do. And then we turn to our Clay County High School superlatives. This year's football queen is Sunny Holloway. The football team will also participate in that. The cheerleaders, the band will be a part of that. Thomas, I think what we've got here basically is what they call the parking lot list. This is how they'll be lined up, I think. And then moving through the organizations and classes and the superlative STEM club. That's science, technology, help me, Thomas, engineering and math or English, whatever. Anyway, I apologize for that. The STEM club. Corey Smith and Jordan Heatherly, history club, Haley Davis, Levi Garrett, art club, Sasha Elrod and Jacob Essex, Bulldog Blitz, Allison Rector will be there by herself. FCA is Bridget Cherry and Roman Briggs. FCCLA, Serenity Rich and Ethan Short. FFA, Tamara Smith and Will Dodson. FBLA, Haley Kirk and Andrew Burks. Beta Club, Kimberly Cunningham and Ison Bowles. English Club, Haley Sweezy and Gavin Galloway. The SAD Club, Students Against Something Decisions. I think they've changed that. It's not a club that's sad. Don't want to say that. The SAD Club, Kendra Reagan and Jeremy Smith. 4-H Club, Bree McLaren and Eli Rich. CCHS Anglers. We have a fishing team now. Rihanna White will be representing them. Across country representatives are Zoe Sieber and Jed McLaren. Tennis, Nikki Phillips and Dylan Prophet. Golf, Katie Burnett and Zach Schmucker. Volleyball, Briley Burchett will be by herself. Softball and baseball, Claire Grace and Jeff Spivey. Basketball, Zoe Hayes and Grant Strong. Freshman favorites, Landry May and Hayden Adams. Sophomore favorites, Bella Ashlock and Weston Birdwell. Junior favorites, Lexi Head and Zach Scott. Senior favorites, Kaylee Riddle and Mikey Sparks. Mr. Ms. Freshman, Jade Walker and Worm Smith. Mr. Ms. Sophomore, Kelly Devanna and Logan Jennings. Mr. Ms. Junior, Kennedy May and Brett Daly. Mr. Ms. Senior, Anna Ray Collins and Heath Hensley. School spirit, Hallie Buford and Keaton Arms. CCHS sweetheart and prince, Lauren Weaver and Eli Smith, Mr. and Ms. CHS, Abby Eads and Carson Sharp. And here we have our homecoming queen attendance, freshman attendance. Jada Banks, Warren Briggs will escort her. Sophomore attendant, Chloe Upton and Hunter Buford. Junior attendant, Isabella Hale and Lincoln Watson. Senior attendant, Taylor Estelle and James Ashley. And the young lady who preside over homecoming festivities, our homecoming queen this year, is Miss Cherokee Upton, well known to many. And let me get some oxygen. I'll let you take over now.
Okay, I'm going to, read the route for the homecoming parade. It is quite a bit different this year. The homecoming parade, of course, it will start over at the field house at Clay County High School and then cross the bridge and we will travel into Salina. And the big change this year is that when it gets to Williamson Street here in Salina, they will turn right there down by the Sheriff's Department, Upton Funeral Home, out by the Head Start Center. And then the route will intersect with Mitchell Street out there, turn left, and go past Salina K-8. And then upon reaching Pitcock Lane, the parade will turn right, and then it will go by Salina Health and Rehabilitation. I know the normal path over the years has been where it made a little circle down in front of the Salina Rehab Rehabilitation, and I know that was a highlight for the folks there.
Oh, yeah.
But with the COVID thing now and safety precautions, they're just going to travel up by there and go up to Highway 53, turn left there, and come down Brown Street, which is kind of a reverse of what they've done in the past, going by Dorsey's Diner at the Clay County Museum, and then they're coming down to the four-way stop and going to turn right and go up East Lake Avenue.
Instead of coming down.
Coming down it, and then from there, they will proceed by the bypass over to the old parking lot at the old high school area, and from there, that's where the pickup will be for the students there. So it's a little bit different than what it has been in the past.
Well, it'll be a great time. We know that this, along with the Christmas parade, bring the biggest crowds out, I guess, collectively to Salina. If we gathered them all in one spot around the square, it'd be dozens and dozens of people deep, but there'll be hundreds of folks lining the various places on the parade route tomorrow, and we just hope as many people as possible can come out. Looks like the weather's going to cooperate 100% tomorrow.
Looks like it's going to be a great weather for any type of outdoor activity for this weekend.
Yes.
And with that, Kevin, I think I'm going to read the birthdays.
Sure.
Take a little short break, and we'll come back, and we might talk just a little bit about our football team for a few minutes, and we'll go from there then. But celebrating birthdays, we have Velma Gass celebrated birthday on the 20th. Rebecca Turner, 64th birthday on the 18th of this month. And also that wish came from the Sue and Ronaldo family. Frequent caller and glad to hear from her. And then also Mr. Lanny Likens is celebrating his 58th birthday, and his birthday wishes from his family. And also Mr. Mike Strong celebrating a birthday, and the Hale family called to wish him a happy birthday. And then also we have Debbie Boone celebrating a birthday, and Ms. Nina Birdwell, who is Liz Brown's great-granddaughter. And so at the end of the show, we'll be drawing out a winner, and this the winners now will receive a gift envelope, compliments of WVFB. So you, same process, come over by the chamber and pick that up. And we have those there now. So a bit of a change on that, but we're moving on. And I know you'll enjoy the gift envelope that you get. And with that, we'll be back just in a few minutes.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy to use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed, and you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Prescription drug and opioid misuse often starts at home. On average, 4,400 people ages 12 and under misuse prescription medication for the first time every day. Sharing prescription medications with friends or family members is dangerous and against the law. The misuse of prescription medications can lead to severe health problems and even opioid use disorder. Start preventing prescription drug and opioid misuse at home. This project is funded under a grant contract with Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration from Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition.
Welcome back, everyone. Kevin and I have caught our breath, mainly him here. And just a little bit about our football team, Kevin.
Thomas ought to be another good matchup. Of course, the Dogs are just off to a tremendous start. They're now 4-0. Of course, had the big win on the road over the fifth-ranked team in the state. Cornersville and the Dogs have edged into the top 10 and moved up a spot this week. They're now ranked ninth in Class 1A, and Region Foe Gordonsville is four spots ahead of us. So that game set for the last game of the season should certainly be one that you want to go see.
You know, Kevin, I think I also saw in the Tennessean that we were ranked in the top 10 in what they call small schools.
Right.
Which is 1-3.
Exactly. Yes, we are ranked in that. I guess we could liken that maybe back to the old mid-state rankings that they had once upon a time in football and basketball both. And, of course, the Nashville Banner, when it was still in existence, would have something like that. But yet to be in a ranking that includes all classifications in the area basically served by the Tennessean, which is Middle Tennessee, that's a big deal.
And I think on Coach T, we were actually ranked number one. I think that may be a coach's poll that they have.
I don't know how they do that, but I saw it too.
Yeah.
It's off to a good start, if my memory's serving me correctly. Now, we've only given up, I should have been better prepared. I think in four games, we've given up 18 points. Had shutouts the first 2 weeks, so they're off to a tremendous start. They're going to be playing Westmoreland.
That's going to be a toughie.
And if you look at the records, you think, oh, yeah, whatever. We're 4-0, and they're 0-5. Coach Johnson says it here, and I wholeheartedly agree with him. They're 0-5, have not won a game. But if you look at their schedule, it is one of the toughest schedules you could ever imagine. Coach says they may be the best 0-5 team in history, and that may be the truth. And anytime we play Westmoreland, it's always been tough. You know, well, I remember playing them back when we were in school, and we've played them off and on, mostly off since then. But Westmoreland always has a good football program, and I'd say that's going to be another tough game. It should.
It absolutely will be. And it is after all the big celebrating and Game time, of course, is at 7 o'clock tonight.
Very difficult to, and that's part of a coach's job, very difficult to keep these young men focused on that football game that night because of everything else that's going on. But coach usually does a good job, and I'm sure he will again. But that'd be tough. I can't imagine having that responsibility.
There's quite a few of those young men that are actually participating.
Absolutely.
In the activity, they are.
But good, best wishes to the Dogs. Normally they would have played five games by now, but of course, as I guess everybody knows, Pickett County decided they were not going to play football this year. So we've only played four games instead of five, and we'll be playing Grundy County later in the year in what would have been an open week normally. So
yeah, on the schedule that was listed as an open week, and it is a home game.
Right.
So.
But Dogs will, they'll be ready. Tough schedule. I mean, it's every game's tough.
Well, you know, that's the way, I mean, you know, you don't get better playing people that ain't good as you are. You got to have that competition and to keep improving and keep working. And
that is true.
And of course, we're looking at, you know, a very, very young quarterback this year. We might, you know, give him just a few accolades here. Nate Adams, and
yes,
came in as a substitute freshman. They really wasn't expected to play a whole lot of quarterback because in front of him was Keaton Arms, who was a seasoned veteran. But
absolutely, and Keaton has a pretty serious injury. I mean, he's looking at later on in the year to be back, it looks like. And Mr. Adams was thrust into a starting role and responded by throwing for over 250 yards, which I doubt anybody making their first start at Clay County High School or maybe even the other Bulldog teams at Salina High School before that did that in their first game. We've had some folks do that before, but the first start, that's pretty tall cotton.
And he has played a good sound game each game that he's played. You know, there hadn't been a lot of so-called spectacular long passes and all this kind of thing, but he's played a very sound ball game. Got a great number of junior senior players around him on offense.
Right.
And he's just doing an excellent job.
Well, a quarterback can only be as good as the supporting cast around him. I mean, that's about all you can say. And yeah, the Dogs have a lot of weapons. You know, I don't think you're going to see any of the Dogs putting up gaudy numbers, I mean huge numbers, because it's going to be so spread out. There's so many different people that they can hand the ball off to or throw the ball to, and numbers won't be big, but results will be good.
Yeah, it's that final score that counts.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Kevin, I guess we can switch over a little bit and let me talk a little bit about
our
show coming.
You've got one of our biggest, what used to be downtown events coming up at a different venue this year.
Well, you know, that is something that, a lot of history there. I think maybe the first car show that we ever had in Clay County was down at Donaldson Park as a part of our annual fish fry. And golly, I don't know how many years ago that's been. That's probably been maybe 40-something years ago, the first one down, and had a few of them down there. And I think the Moss Volunteer Fire Department was instrumental in getting that started.
Didn't realize that.
And I think, of course, Mr. Dale Reagan was a member of that one out there then, because he'd been there a long time.
Right.
And I know we've got a couple of people that are helping work this year that actually took part in that. And It was there for a number of years, but people that don't remember the fish fries that we had, I was just sitting the other day sitting thinking about those fish fries. We gave away I don't know how many pounds of deep fried fish.
Oh, man.
But around all of that, we had all kinds of old pioneer game, nail driving, skillet throwing, wood busting, I don't know, just all kinds
right.
of things around it.
And live music just continuously
live
almost.
Live music continually. And also, at that time, there was a volleyball tournament. Usually had about, I don't know, anywhere from 12 to 16 teams. A 16-team slow pitch softball tournament. And a tennis tournament that usually took 3 days to run with probably
60
or 80 participants in it.
Right.
I mean, this was a big deal.
Well, your much better half, Miss Faye, was one of the dominant women players in that for a long, long time. And believe it or not, I played in it several times myself.
It was a tremendous tennis tournament.
It was.
And
really
of course,
was.
That's one of the things that is taking place up there now is refurbishing and getting those tennis courts back up to par.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully we can get that participation again up there and do some things like that. But our car show this year, like I said, we normally did it here on the square, and it maybe going to get a little bit too big around the square. About 70, 75 cars is the most we can put around the square here.
Okay.
Safely and comfortably, and hopefully we'll have more than that up at the park. We did a show up there a few years ago as part of Moonshine Days. But this one we have, you know, tried to really concentrate on because, you know, we have a great project that any proceeds from this will go to, and that is, you know, restoring our windows here at the courthouse.
Right.
Hopefully we'll get a little bit of money on that. But this one is called Cumberland Run at the Park, and it's coming up this Saturday up at Donaldson Park. And, you know, it's surprising, you know, how many people even in Clay County didn't and don't realize that we have Donaldson Park up there. And I know Kevin does because he's neighbors,
right? It's my front yard almost.
And it's a beautiful place. It has a nature trail that walks through, I don't know, probably some second growth timber up there that are still there. Some of the big beech trees.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful path that winds through the woods there.
And it's a couple miles if you want to take the whole thing.
It's a
good stretch of the leg.
And it goes down by the Cumberland River, or the Hobie River. And I think that's one of the projects that the city is working on, is to work up a line of sight where when you walk down by the river, you're going to be able
to see
down to the river.
Right.
And it circles around through the, you can either cut back through various places and cut it short if you want to, or you can take the full route, which goes through the parking lot down there and up the street. And
all through the woodland.
And all through the woodland. And like I said, it's just a beautiful, beautiful pathway. And it's not, there's nothing that, basically anyone can't walk. There's not any real severe hill climbs or anything.
No, it's doable for all fitness levels, really and truly it is. Thomas, back to the car show. How will you line the vehicles up? Will they stay on pavement or go out into the grassy area?
Well, we normally use the grassy areas. Of course, it's drying up now. And
right.
I know that's what we normally use. But we do, if you know, in case of any type of emergency where it was a situation where there might be some mud or something, we have, you know, a number of paved parking lots.
Absolutely.
It will spread it out more. You know, we've got parking lots down where the marble yard used to be.
Yes.
We've got, you know, parking along the street, parking in front of there in the middle, parking down by the tennis courts. Then if we had to, we could go all the way down to the parking lot for the boat ramp.
Well, yeah, no telling how many vehicles you could get down there.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have actually been to car show at a state park in Georgia where it was actually a campground with campsites. And about 3 days before the car show, they cleared all the campers out. And they actually parked classic cars in the campsite.
Wow.
Which made a very great car show.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
They were parked out. And, of course, they could camp out. And a lot of folks, you know, the ones that came in for a day, they had a spot for them to park in the woods there. Which made a great car show.
Well, pretty good chance you'll be able to use the grassy areas. We're going to be completely dry and the sun out and pretty good wind blowing some of those days, so it'll dry out pretty quickly.
It's going to warm up to around 75 to 80 degrees.
By that day, I think so, yeah.
And I know with the car show, I have a schedule here of how we're going to operate, and registration will begin at 9 a.m., and I think we'll probably make a line down nearly to the middle of the park and take care of the registration down there. And there is a registration fee of this of $15. But the first 100 people there receive one of our complimentary T-shirts that are compliments of the merchants in and around Clay County. I think there's about 40-something folks here in Clay County that help sponsor this shirt. And that's one of the traditions we've had forever, and that was to give away T-shirts to advertise not only the car show but also the merchants here in Clay County.
Right.
And then the registration will last until 12 noon, and from well, 9 o'clock when folks get there, we'll start playing some recorded car show music, and we'll be giving away door prizes. And we have two major door prizes that compliments of some folks here in the county. One of those is a two-night vacation getaway at the Dale Holla Getaway. And that is the place out at Moss where they've got the little cabins on wheels that are out in the woods,
right,
secluded, which is a hot item right now. I think they're basically staying full. So we'll be giving away a two-night vacation there. And also, Mr. Denny Wilburn up at the Dale Holla and Cedar Hill, going to provide a two-night vacation on one of their floating cabins, one of their boat-tail cabins.
Well, now that's two nights. They're all nice, but those are super nice.
These are probably worth about $200 each. And the way we'll do that, you know, we'll have door prizes throughout the day and give away some smaller things. But when it comes time for the major prizes, we'll put those tickets back in.
Right.
And everyone that registers will have a shot at this. And like I said, but the other door prizes, I know we've got some gifts. We've got some food cards we give away, some cards for the restaurants, local things. And we're going to be giving away some gift certificates from out of CarQuest. And CarQuest has kindly agreed to stay open late after the car show's over. So if out-of-town folks win one of those door prizes, they'll be able to go by there before they go home and redeem it.
Well, that's a natural fit, isn't it?
Yeah.
It absolutely is.
Sometimes, you know, if you're in Somerset, Kentucky, and you win a door prize for a store that don't open up in Somerset until Monday morning.
Right. You got to make a special trip back.
That's not real good. And also, Mr. Alan West is grilling us up some of his delicious pork tenderloin. I think we will have 100 of those, I know. And anyone who wants to come up and get one of those, you might ought to come on up. And spectators, of course, are welcome. And we'll have parking for you down at the tennis courts, down there. And so anyone who wants to come by and take a look at all these cars, you're especially welcome also. And also we'll have some desserts. I think Miss Frances said she had maybe about 50 or 75 slices of cake to sell.
Wow.
So we'll have that, and of course we'll be grilling some burgers up there. And also another thing we're looking at, if we have participation, and that is having what we call an open cornhole tournament. Anyone that wants to play in it, come up and sign up, and be $5 a team, and we'll pitch the $5 in a 5-gallon bucket, and when the tournament's over, whoever wins it, they'll get one of the $5, and of course we'll keep one for the car show. So we're going to pay back half of what's in there to the winner. And we don't know how that'll work out, but we think it'll be pretty good. And then we're going to, starting at 11 o'clock, we're going to have live music. As we mentioned ago, Miss Cherokee Upton's going to open the show. And then we have, after she finishes, we'll have Nashwood. And I don't know how many of the folks here are familiar with those, but that is Chuck and Cynthia Chitwood.
They're really good.
And they have just a little standalone band thing where they have their accompaniment on a zip drive, and it's a tremendous show that they do.
They can do about any genre of music,
too. Anything you can think of. And then finishing up, we'll have our bluegrass, the Brimstone Bluegrass Group is going to be there, and I think most of them have cars entered. So even Sergeant Pierce, he may be bringing his charger over. He's one of the members of this, along with Jerry and Diane, and I believe Sergeant Pierce's daughter, and I can't think of her first name now. She's part of the band, and also there's another gentleman, and I forgot his name. But it's Brimstone Bluegrass. They will be concluding. Then after that, we'll be presenting our trophies, and then after we do the trophies, we'll be giving away the two-night vacations. And we want to remind everyone that the park stays open till 10 p.m. every night, so you don't have to rush off. You can stay here and enjoy the park.
Right.
Up until closing time. And we, in advance, we want to thank everyone that's going to be here, everyone that helped put this on. I know we have a lot of volunteers here in, like I said, in the county that help us do this. Our Clay County Courthouse Committee, those ladies are there to help. We have lots of volunteers that are car fans, people that are actually participants in the show. They come and help us. It's hopefully going to be a great day, and we have a great turnout. I know we've had a lot of responses on our ads on Facebook and things like that. And we really don't know yet how to judge this. It's just kind of a first-time thing.
Well, it's going to be a big day, for sure.
All right. And, Kevin, I think that will take care of that for a few minutes.
Well, we better have one more break, I guess.
We're going to put a break in here.
There we go.
We would hate for them to shut us off.
We'll be back right after these messages.
Yeah.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition wants to remind you, as children mature, it is natural for them to assert their independence, seek new challenges, and engage in risky behavior. Underage drinking is one such behavior that attracts many adolescents. They may want to try alcohol, often do not recognize its effect on their health and behavior. People ages 12 to 20 drank 4% of all alcohol consumed in the United States. Although youth drinks less often than adults do, when they do drink, they drink more. More than 90% of all alcoholic drinks consumed by young people are consumed through binge drinking. For more information or referrals, call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9700. This project is funded under a grant contracted with the Center of Disease Control and Prevention and the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition.
Welcome back, everyone. I think Kevin's got to leave here in a few minutes, and we have drawn us out a name here for the birthday today. And drum roll, the winner is Nina Birdwell. And that's Liz Brown's great-granddaughter, and someone can come over by the chamber and pick up your gift envelope, and we hope you enjoy that. And Kevin, I know you said that you've got a meeting here in a little bit to get prepared for, and that leaves us a few minutes.
Got a couple minutes, yeah, left.
I don't know. We looked at the paper here, and we noticed it. I guess a lot of us have noticed this. The headline, Tri-County Implements New Management Program in the Salina District.
Vegetation
and
management.
They've been cutting trees, haven't they?
That's what it boils down to,
I know we both noticed some trees that have been here a long, long time. And you drive by, and it kind of makes you a little bit sad when you look at some of the older trees that have to come down now because when they planted those trees, I don't know, probably we didn't even have electricity lines going through.
Some of them, yeah, no doubt. Well, that's always the way of it. Trees are always in the way of power lines or phone lines or TV in some instances. It's just the nature of the beast. You plant a tree, you know, either kind of close to where a fence row was once upon a time or where a road was. So when progress comes along and things like that happen. I mean, even down my way, I see it. You know, it's same situation.
And I see here that I hadn't noticed this, Kevin, I don't know whether you had or not, but members will have the option of having the trees removed or allowing the trees to remain. But if you leave it there, they're going to charge you an extra $5 a month for the extra maintenance it may cause them to.
No, I didn't realize that.
I didn't either. To make sure that they don't interfere with the line. So.
Well, I can think of a tree down our way right now that may fall under this category. May have to make a call on here one way or the other, but I think, if I recall, Thomas, it also said that about 80% of the problems caused by power outages are caused by what?
By trees. Tree limbs are falling.
Yeah. So that especially in an ice storm, you know, it just gets really, really interesting. Thomas, something we hadn't done in a while, if we've got time to do it, is just briefly mention our COVID numbers here in Clay County. I know we hit a spell there about a year and a half ago where we were doing that every week. And I recall, you know, us talking about how relatively low our numbers were, and our numbers are still relatively low. But, of course, we're a small county, but we actually have, and I don't recall seeing a number higher than this at any point, and it may have been. I just didn't look at that time. But we have 86 active cases right now in Clay County, and I remember back when it was in it took it a while to reach double digits, you know, back when it first started. And, of course, now we're in what they're calling the second wave, and 86, that's several folks that have got it.
And I wonder, those are, I guess, a lot of them may be based on the random tests that are made now where folks go over and they do test positive. A lot of those don't necessarily have symptoms or anything.
Right.
But we're in a point now where I guess people are getting more cautious in ways and are getting less cautious in other ways.
That's true. A lot of divide, and we don't nearly have enough time to start talking about the different ways folks feel about being vaxxed. That's a new word. I never heard the word vaxxed until recently.
I thought that's where you pulled the hair off you.
Yeah.
That's waxed.
Yeah, I guess that's right.
But the State Department of Education puts out some numbers, and relatively, our numbers in the school have been, for students, have been extremely low.
Yes.
I know at one time there was a 2-week period where I think maybe we had like 14 cases or something.
And as we talked about off air, there may have been some more folks, students, quarantined just because of contact, but didn't have it and may never get it, you know, under those circumstances. But it's, I'll end my participation in the show today, I guess, and I need to step away by saying I do not remember during our lifetimes any sickness or disease, whichever category this falls under, being as individualized as this is. You know, you and I have both had it, and we fared, pretty well, I've got a 90, soon to be 99 year old aunt that tested positive, and it's like, okay, so, you know, no symptoms whatsoever. And then you turn right around on the other end of it and hear about somebody 30 years old in good health dying from it. Of course, that's a rare thing, but it does happen.
Yes. And of course, with things that are reported today, the rarest of things get reported first, and sometimes, are blown out of proportion and scare a lot of people out of doing some sensible things that they could be doing to prevent this. But Kevin, with that, I guess we're about to run out of time, and I know we got a volleyball game this afternoon. We're playing Jackson.
Good luck to them. Yeah.
And I think they're right now, I think their record is now like 12 victories and 6 losses, and the district tournament is coming up. And also, I believe maybe today, the golf team may be playing over it. I believe you probably know about over at the Golden Eagle golf course.
I don't know where they're at, but I do know they're participating today.
I think I saw online it was at the Golden Eagle, which used to be
Cookeville Country Club, way back when. Yeah.
Back when we were over there.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. We've got our birthday cake given away. Remind everyone, 243-5574, to call in your name on that, and you will be the winner of one of our lucky gift envelopes. And I don't know, we've got, we're about ready to wind up, Kevin. We've made it through another show.
Thanks for having me, Tom.
Hey, it's great having you here as always, Kevin. And I hope the show has been of interest to folks. And I know threw out quite a bit of information about homecoming, of course, we got to get a plug in for our car show. And we'll make sure that we invite everyone around everywhere, either as a spectator or participant, to come on down and join us Saturday, and it looked like it's going to be a great day for that. And with that, I guess it's time we shut all the barn doors over here. We got everything put back nearly where it belongs, And until next week when we meet you again here on WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country, we will say, you know, may the good Lord bless and keep you until then. And with that, good day, Clay County.